You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together are on a trek through the entire New Testament. Here for the rest of this year, we're on a trek. Here in Revelation, verse by verse, we're about to start chapter 5 here today. Thank you for joining us here today for our study. It's a 15-minute burst of energy through the Word of God on WGOD Radio. We let God speak through His Word because we know where He speaks, and that is in His Word. God is always broadcasting. The question is, are you tuned into His frequency? Here in this program, you tune in with me for 15 minutes every day. We let God speak. Now, today we're going to have an awesome look in the throne room itself as we're in Revelation chapter 5. And prior to getting started here today, we're about to kick off chapter 5 here. Now, as many of you noticed, was recorded about a year ago, but I'm breaking in here now. I've actually spliced off an old time-sensitive message with a new time-sensitive message. Here it is on the 16th of January, 2017. Just a couple things going on here in the area. I want to invite everyone out to the Fuel Group is going to be meeting. That is a men's ministry is going to be meeting at Sonny's Barbecue in Merritt Island every Tuesday from 12 to 1. The very first week is kicking off this week. This Tuesday at 12 o'clock, we'd love to see you. All men here are invited to come out. Sonny's Barbecue, Tuesday, 12 to 1. Now, my good friend Bill and Vieira is always meeting there with their men's fuel group. They also meet at Sonny's and Vieira Thursdays at 12 o'clock. So, well, that group is really growing and expanding. So now we're going to start meeting in Merritt Island, too. And we're so grateful to the owners of Sonny's Barbecue for opening up their doors to us and allowing us to meet there. So I'm really excited about that. That's starting tomorrow, 12 noon. I'll be speaking there as well a week from this week. More on that as that time approaches. But here it is. We are in Revelation chapter 5. So that's it with my new announcement. Now we're going to go back into this program previously recorded. Hope you're enjoying this program in Revelation. I'm teaching this at church as well, Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. We are starting chapter 10 in church, Wednesday nights at 6. Love to see you. You are invited to come out, study the book with us, worship at Island Community Church. Now, in the meantime, we're in chapter 5. We are about to see the end of world history as we know it, as the Lord Jesus Christ opens up this. Well, let's let the Word of God tell us here. Now, Revelation chapter 5, I saw on the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. So here we are. We see this scroll. We're in heaven. We're in the throne room. We're watching this scene that very well could be going on right now as we speak at this very moment, this event could be going on here right now. When I look around me every day, there's new stuff just here this morning. Here it is, Wednesday morning, October the 1st, as I'm recording this to air tomorrow, Thursday, I am just inundated and overwhelmed with news and things that I see going on, fulfilling Bible prophecy as we're that much closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see Ebola is now in this country. And I read the famines and pestilences and earthquakes, volcanoes at an all-time high. All this stuff points to the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. The question is, are you ready? Are you ready for his return? Because if you miss his return, you don't get another chance. You see, this is the big scam that's pulled on the Christian church, friend, is if you miss the rapture, don't believe the fantasy books that are out there instructing you. You've got years and years to believe if you miss the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, I invite you to download the sermon I just preached last week. It's entitled The Days of Noah. If you miss the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're lost. This is why he says, therefore, be on the alert or be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you think not. Be ready. Be on the alert. Don't miss the Lord's return, and the Lord's coming back very soon. And it says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28, he's coming a second time apart from sin to those who look for him. You look for him by what you do. You look for him by how you live. You look for him by what you won't do. You live for him by living a holy life. You live for him by walking in the Spirit. You live for him by not being worldly and living a worldly life, but living in faithful expectation and anticipation of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ and what you won't do. Now, again, here we are. We see God's got this scroll in his hand here. This scroll is the end of world history. This scroll is the consummation of all things. And we're seeing here that there's only one living soul who can open this scroll and loose its seals. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to loosen the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much. Now, this is John speaking. He's upset. He's crying because he knows the scroll is of vital importance and they can't find anybody there that's worthy to open it and to start these very end of world history. Again, verse 4, so I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll and to look at it, or I should say, or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seals. See, now John wept because he knew the unopened scroll would mean that the closing scene of history could not begin. Thus, evil would continue unabated on the earth, and there would be no future for God's people. So we also see here, too, one of the elders calls the Lord Jesus the Lion from the tribe of Judah. Well, where does that come from? Well, that comes from a prophecy that Jacob gave concerning his 12 sons. When you go back to Genesis chapter 49, verses 9 and 10, I encourage you in your spare time or in your studies, read that. Read the prophecy that Jacob gave over his sons in Genesis chapter 49. Judah was described as a young lion. You can read in the NLT translation, a young lion. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lion from the tribe of Judah. The Root of David alludes back to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. So do you see here how to have a correct understanding of this book of Revelation, all these other books you have to understand? What do we have so far? We've got Daniel chapter 7. You need to understand that. You need to understand Genesis chapter 49. You need to understand all of Genesis. Isaiah chapter 11 also figures in right here. You know, too many people want to just study the book of Revelation and not the other 65 books. You know, without understanding the other 65, you'll never understand this 66th book. Understanding comes from knowing the Word of God, knowing these other books. When you know these other ones, then you'll understand this one. It's my prayer that you would have a hunger and a passion for the Word. Okay, verse 5 says, do not weep. Somebody over here is worthy to open these seals. His name is Jesus. Here, once again, he's called the Lamb of God. Verse 6, I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders. Now, remember, this is what we looked at here in these prior programs, this scene around the throne of God. We had these four awesome beings. We have 24 elders seated, clothed in white, already crowned, 24 elders on 24 thrones. And now in the midst, this is verse 6 again, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. So seven horns and seven eyes signifying perfect power and wisdom. Also, we see his relation to the Holy Spirit as well. Verse 7, then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Look at that. Let's close on this thought here today. You know, I love the idea here of what we're doing on this program. We're going through the Word, coming on a part where I know and feel that God wants to speak through his Word. And what is it here today? And that is, this is what God thinks, my friend, of your prayers. Again, Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, it says, and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. What does God think about your prayers? It's like a golden bowl full of incense. Now, remember what incense was. Incense was a pleasing aroma to the Lord. He loves incense. He says in Malachi, you know, people want to throw out the baby with the bathwater and say, oh, there's no incense around here, brother. That's Catholic. No, let me tell you, God loves incense. He says, people will perpetually burn incense to me. Here is what the Lord says in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 1, verse 11. It says, for from the rising of the sun, even unto its going down of the same, my name will be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered under my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, says the Lord of hosts. What does the Lord think about your prayers? Your prayer, you know, sometimes it may seem to you like your prayers don't get above the ceiling or above the roof of your car when you're driving around praying. Let me encourage you, friend. Your prayers are like the finest incense to Almighty God. He hasn't forgotten about you. Keep on praying, waiting on the Lord. Remember, wait on the Lord. And he will renew your strength. Your prayers are like incense to him. God cares about you. We'll be back again soon here in a new study on WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGODRadio.